This is WLVR News. President Donald Trump has yet to concede, while he and his legal team continue to baselessly claim the election in Pennsylvania was plagued by fraud. One tactic from the president's legal team has been to attack voting machines used by the Commonwealth. WLVR's Hayden Mintman spoke with reporter Marie Albiges of VoteBeat.org about the latest developments. She's looked specifically at machines made by Dominion Voting Systems that were used in several Pennsylvania counties and unpacks some of the accusations.
So the primary claim is that these machines deleted votes for President Trump or switched votes from Trump to Biden in order to give Joe Biden the lead in the election.
And I understand a number of counties, 14 counties throughout Pennsylvania, use these machines. Can you talk about some of the counties? What counties use them? And had they seen any fraud during the election?
14 counties use this. 12 out of the 14 counties that used it actually voted for Trump in the last election. The biggest two are York County and Montgomery County. And the other are kind of a smattering of smaller counties. I spoke to a number of election officials and commissioners from those counties. Most of them said they didn't have any problems with the machines in this election or in previous elections that it was used. Most said that if there was a problem, it was mostly human error. It was, you know, someone had forgotten to program something or had done it incorrectly. But for the most part, they say that they are extremely satisfied with these machines. And they chose them for a number of reasons. What I heard was they liked that the machines are separate from the actual scanning of the ballot. So you have a digital device that you can select your candidates on that prints out a ballot, and then you scan it into a separate machine. But you can also just fill out a simple paper ballot and then scan it into a machine. So election officials and the public liked that kind of flexibility of having two different types. You know, if there is a move towards more digital, then they'll have that. If there's a move to kind of scale back to just using paper products, they'll have that as well. So overall, the people that I spoke to said that they didn't have many complaints about Dominion at all.
And these Dominion machines, they're similar to every other machine throughout the state. They create a paper trail also. Is there anything different about these Dominion machines that they might have been selected for claims of fraud?
Overall, they are similar to other machines. Some parts of the state use ESNS machines, which have kind of a hybrid system of all-in-one. So the ballot actually never leaves the machine. It's all automatically digitized so that you select your candidates on the screen. There is a paper copy that prints out a summary, and then that, rather than, you know, with Dominion taking that ballot and scanning into a separate system, in ESNS, it's all-in-one system. There's about three or four kind of big players in the elections world when it comes to voting machines. They all work pretty similarly in that sense. But Dominion, like I said, was chosen by a lot of these counties because they liked having that kind of separate machine where you could scan the ballot, whether or not you used the digital screen to make your selection and ultimately print out that ballot.
How has Dominion responded to some of these claims?
So Dominion has denied any of these claims of deleting votes or switching votes. They've been pretty adamant about kind of debunking these claims on their website. And they were supposed to have a meeting with a House State Government Committee last week. And they ended up canceling that meeting after a press conference in which Rudy Giuliani kind of hinted that there may be pending litigation with Dominion. And so they said that they wanted to put on hold the meeting with the state, with the Pennsylvania state legislators, until any litigation had been resolved. Pennsylvania Republicans had a press conference in which they expressed their disapproval and their dislike of Dominion canceling that meeting and basically saying, you know, we wanted to have this hearing to just ask them questions about how the process went, and them canceling our meeting really makes us question the validity of these machines.
Well, then I guess my final question is, I've heard that there is no evidence of fraud. It's been discussed elsewhere in the past. Through any of your investigation, through any of the work you've done for this story, have you seen any evidence that would suggest there's been any problems or fraud in Pennsylvania's voting?
In the course of my reporting, I have not seen any evidence of fraud when it comes to these machines. And a few weeks ago, a federal agency said the same thing, saying that there was no evidence of any tampering or anything wrong with these machines, and that it was the most secure election that we've ever had.
That was Marie Albiges of VoteBeat.org, a nonprofit reporting project partnered with Spotlight PA, speaking with WLVR's Hayden Mittman.